Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Daniel Rechnitzer is joining me here. I love this series that Daniel and I are doing. Just so you know, Daniel is the host of the podcast Answers from Within. He's also the author of one of my favorite books, Mind Lies, and The All-Knowing Diary. And he kind of squeaked out the other day. He was thinking about doing Mind Lies number two. So Stay on your feet for that. That's coming. But I just want people to know, look, you're a public speaker, you're a motivational trainer, you're a media personality, but you know, there's also something that you do, and that is you've created an entire movement that enables us to understand intuition wisdom. You know, that thing that you teach people, workshops, events, whatever it is you do it in the Intuition Wisdom Institute to help people understand that within them, they've got something going on that they've had for their entire life.
Yeah.
And now that's something you're sharing with folks. And thank you so much for the gift that you've given for that free session. Olivia, as a matter of fact, took that and created a 30-second announcement about it. So we're going to be playing that as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah. So look, you and I have talked some incredibly personal stories. As my friends like to say in the indigenous people, you talk story. But in the story, there are things that if we just for a moment would enact in our lives, we would change. So let's talk about today, the seven secrets. You know, the seven things that probably you've heard of, but not really, about how to go from where you are today, regardless of that situation, to where you want to be living in abundant life. And these are important, aren't they? Can you give us a little backdrop about how these came to you and what it feels like to live them, Daniel?
Absolutely. And I want a little bit of context is, you know, every time you and I speak, you often ask me, how does someone go from where they are now to what you're talking about, connecting to the universe or healing themselves, whatever it is? And I'm always like, wow, that's just such a juicy, exciting answer, and I need more time than what you're giving me. So I thought, why don't we actually devote a whole episode to go and cover some real essentials there? Well, I guess for me, you know, my life has really been a healing journey. From the time that I was young, my mother was so negative and depressed and angry, resentful, and I took on so much of that. I took on that I'm worthless. I took on that I'm despised. I'm not smart. I'm a waste of time. Oh, what am I doing here? Nobody wants me. And so, you know, from the time that I was young to being a teenager, all the destructive patterns from, I won't even mention them on the radio. You can fill in those blanks. And even to being a young teenager, I became very destructive and also very ambitious and putting so much pressure on myself. So I got to a point in my early 20s where I got very sick, very unwell, severe anxiety, couldn't leave the house, hugely insecure around anyone, had no self-belief, no self-esteem whatsoever. And so I had to, by necessity, start learning about self-healing. And a healing journey, it's funny because we're all on a healing journey, every single one of us. And another way to call that is we're all on the enlightenment journey. And enlightenment is healing everything that we've come to believe about ourselves and realizing what's actually true. So every human being is on a healing journey, and that's what our evolution requires of us right now is to see more about ourselves than we've ever seen and to kind of get a move on with that. So as I, every time I went deeper into my body and looking at what was causing the illness, what was causing the insecurity, what was causing the self-doubt, because everything has a root cause and the body displays the, you know, the symptom of the cause. So whatever I was going through, whether I had no money, whether I was having attracting the wrong women into my life, again, the intense anxiety just by leaving the house, they all had a root cause behind it. So really from my 20s to my 30s and even to my 40s has been this very in-depth journey, putting my subconscious mind, if you will, and my body under a microscope of awareness and going, what's there? What's not true? What is the truth? And through that has come about realization after hundreds, thousands of realizations, which is really my enlightenment journey. And all those realizations have now formed all the training we do at Intuition Wisdom Institute. So everything that we teach have come about because I hit some obstacle or Sonia hit some obstacle. And we went, boom, how do we overcome this?
Right.
You know, even to the point of, you know, when Sonia, where we felt it was time to for her to be pregnant and bring our son into this world, she was petrified. So the first thing she does, she taps into the universe, into her higher self and goes, what am I going to do? I'm so scared of the pain. And that became this. I don't even know if you know this story. I don't know if I told you.
No, I don't think you have.
You don't know this story. Okay, so quickly. So we were being shown, we were tapping into the, you know, the universe, the powers that be, and they were like, all right, it's time to start thinking about having a child. We were traveling through Europe at the time, and I was about 30, I think, something like that. She was 34. And they said, time to have a child. We all freaked out. Like, what are you talking about? You know, no way.
Yeah.
And then so she just went into this fear of, but the pain, you know, for a woman, childbirth is so painful. That's the societal belief and therefore the societal experience. So she started going deep within and she started connecting into my son, his spirit, his soul, if you will. And every day he would sit with her and write down, deliver a new truth, a new realization to help her have an all-natural pain-free birth.
Wow.
So she was overcoming the societal belief systems that birthing has to be painful. And, you know, 9 months later of every day sitting down writing, some days she would sit down and could not get out of the seat because she was getting bigger and bigger. And... And to the point that she had her birth, no pain, 100% natural, no epidurals, no anything, 100% natural, pain-free. So that became a book, Natural Pain-Free Birth, A Soul's Journey to Earth. And,
yeah.
And I would say my wife wrote that, but actually my son wrote that. So that's just one example. I mean, so every realization that we've had has expanded something. It's expanded our healing abilities within our own body. It's expanded our financial abilities to attract more. It's even to the point of, you know, changed how we allow people to treat us. You know, we were going through a phase where people weren't paying for their training. They were promising one thing. We were being absolute walked all over. And every realization has come to cement our self-belief, our self-love, our self-respect to the point of bringing in more training, to the point of looking after ourselves and looking after our family. It's been a huge journey across every discipline of life.
You know, I'm really struck by this because one of our hosts that I'm working with, very exciting when I get to work with people that aren't where you are, Daniel. They are... baby steps starting, big idea, big passion, right? And one of the things she does talks about is, are you a bulldog or a doormat? Mm-hmm. And then there are things in between. But the doormat part, right, for me, and this idea of so many of us that have been in business, we try to do the right thing. We try to be kind. You know, we... maybe give extra things or do extra things. And there's got to be some message from the universe when you're doing it and you're doing it too much, or you're doing it and the reason, the underlying gut energy of it is different. And that, I think for a lot of people, that is a real sticking point, that, you
well,
know.
That's one of our seven secrets we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to cover exactly that.
Let's get started, because I would like to skip the break. And I want to talk about these. These are really amazing individually. I mean, we could do a show on each one of them, but to have seven of these together and to understand how they work with each other, that's the key. Those are the things that get missing, right? Where do we start?
Let's start at the first one. And this is probably one of the most important ones. Look, like you said, they all work together, and it's like children. I shouldn't have favorites. They're all equally important, right? They're absolutely all equally important. So this isn't a hierarchy. This is what it is. The first one is for everyone to be aware of this really important point. It is this: realizations are the path to growth and awakening. Now, so many of us have been swept up into this belief system. The more pressure I put on myself, the harder I drive myself, the more ambitious I am, the more I compete, the more personal development training I do, the better I will become, the more I will grow. It's like the more stress I put on myself, the more I will grow. The more suffering I endure, suffering equals growth. And this, the universe is like, whoa. It told me this in a big way. It says, you don't have to suffer. Suffering is not a prerequisite to growth. Realizations are a prerequisite to growth. Realizations equal growth. So we can let go of that level of consciousness that say, I have to struggle and suffer in order to grow, because really suffering and struggle is a result of resistance to growth, not growth itself. Okay, so realizations, if we can just go, all right, I don't need to learn everything there is to know. I don't need to watch everything there is to watch on YouTube. But if I can get on a path of realization, I'm going to grow much faster than if I put pressure on myself and punish myself. I mean, that's another big one. If I'm down and out and I kick myself hard enough, I'm going to grow. I'm going to get up and grow. And all that does, beating yourself up, putting pressure on yourself, all that does is a hurt you, but it also slows down your growth. So realizations are the path to growth.
Yeah. And, you know, I love what you're talking about, because one of the first books I was handed a number of years ago that I would say I had, let's call it a spiritual awakening after I read it, was Viktor Frankl's book and what he says about suffering. And, you know, my friend says, look, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. Mm. And I often thought, is pain inevitable?
Yeah, I was going to argue that point.
Right. Because one of the things I know is, and I want to ask you about this as the path to growth, you're not saying that these realizations can also include emotions, right?
Well, emotions show us, to me, and I know there's a big movement on what emotions are and all this stuff, and I don't buy into that. But for me, emotions show me what I still believe is true.
Yeah.
And my reactions, my emotions that come for that show me, where do I need to look a little bit deeper, because am I in truth? So that's a powerful thing. So we don't have to suffer, but as we get into truth, all of a sudden the emotions reflect the truth.
Yeah, that's it. And we'll cover that as we go forward. So I love the notion of these realizations and a path to growth, because there have been so many people that I've come in contact with who understand that we're on a path to growth journey 24/7, and others that say, I love where I am. And we can talk about that as we go. But this next thing you're going to talk about, this one, I think, this one right here, how to avoid comparisons and competition, I think that's next.
Well,
This is a tricky one for a lot of people.
It is, because society, you know, what this is all about is, I guess, combating our societal belief systems, because that's what's holding us back from our healing. It's holding us back from our awakening. Now, we are taught overtly, you know, directly, indirectly, since we're children, to compare and to compete. Why can't you be more like your brother? Why can't you be more like your sister? High school, primary school. All right, we're going to have a competition. We're going to have a running race. We're going to see who wins. We're going to see who's the fastest with their times tables. We're going to see who gets the highest score at school. Non-stop. And then there's in the business world. All right, who's the hero? You know, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, all these names. Boom, 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 boom. You know, who's running this tech? Who's the next billionaire? It is just so part of our culture to aspire to be like someone who's better than you, aspire to be like somebody else. But nobody's saying, why don't you actually aspire to be you? Why do I have to aspire to be like somebody else? And that's the path that I was led on, is have a role model, be ambitious, look what they're achieving, achieve more, be like them. Universe came in and over many, many years and said, whack, whack, slap, slap, slap. Ugh. Why are you trying to be like somebody else?
Yeah.
Why can't you be you? You are an infinite being, but you're missing out on that by trying to be that person. Yeah. And the more we try and be like everyone else, the less we get to be ourselves. And it's being ourselves that creates success in our life, not being other people.
You know, I learned a lesson really early on in a sport that I play. And to this day, I carry that lesson forward. And, you know, everybody has had moments of this, you know, and I love how creative the universe is to give us this particular secret. You know, it doesn't come in the same way for everyone. Mm-hmm. I got this lesson early on in my 20s, and it was the silliest thing, Daniel, I swear. I was in a table tennis competition. It was the USA national competition. And I love the sport. So I play. I mean, I like to win the game, but when I play, I'm in a zone thing. That's it. Always have been, young as I can remember. I couldn't even tell you what the last ball was I just hit. I just play. But here I am. I'm in this match, and it's a big championship match. And I win the first game, and I win the second game. And somebody, one of the coaches or somebody, pulls me over. I don't think it was Sam. I think it was one of the other coaches. Pulls me over and looks at me and says, do you know you are two games ahead on the current national women's champion? And you are on the verge of knocking her out of the Olympic team. That was all I needed to lose. And, you know, it's a longer story, but literally, yeah. I'm in the third game, and I'm playing the game, and just like I normally was, and I'm ahead something like, back then it was 21. So I was ahead something like, I can't remember now, but it's something like 16-8. And all of a sudden, I looked over at that guy that said that to me. And I just sidebar looked at a rare moment for me when I play. When I play, I don't. But I looked over and I caught his glance. The rest is history. I proceeded to not only lose almost every point after that, but the next two games.
Oh, no.
And, you know, and I learned a lesson that I didn't understand. And that was what you're talking about, comparisons and competition. And they come up everywhere. And they are so insidiously deadly.
They are, and we, now that we've got social media, that's like at a whole nother level. And so what I was shown, for me personally, and people can take it on or not, I was shown to be on a very strict diet with no magazines, no media, no advertising, just do not look at these things. They're designed to have you feel you are not enough. And you will immediately go into ego, immediately go into comparison and competition and needing to be more. And that takes you straight off your success path, which is your life purpose. So the minute we get engrossed and invested in what everyone else is doing, what are the movie stars doing? What are the sports stars doing? What's Hollywood doing? It's so irrelevant. If you invest in what they're doing, you have taken your investment out of yourself. Yeah. And that is the fastest way to not get what you want in life.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. I passed on the Lady Gaga meat suit. I passed on her meat suit. I passed on that. But you know, all of this is related to the next, you know, the next secret, the next thing that you learned. And you know, thank you for sharing these, because I know they come from going through some pain in your life. I mean, sometimes these are the epiphanies we have or seeing it happen. But this next one is interesting, because I saw this and I read it and I said, huh, do I?
This is huge. And for me, you know, we've been talking about the movie, you know, Beyond the Secret, The Awakening. Yeah. And it was a really big message that I wanted to put into this film. Unfortunately, a lot of it didn't get into this film because I spoke for so long on the topic. But good news is they might be doing a re-edit and adding that in and making the movie longer. But anyway, we live in this paradigm on this planet. Most of us, like nearly a lot of us, live in this paradigm. When I have more, you know, when I'm doing more and I have more, I'll be happy. When I have that, when I achieve this and I'm doing this new job, or I have this new husband or this new wife or this new car, or have all these things, then I'll feel satisfied. I'll be content with myself. I'll feel successful. And that paradigm, the universe just says, are you kidding? That's not how it works. It's the opposite. You cannot change how you see yourself by adding something into your life. So that's what we're trying to do. We feel we're not enough. We feel we're not respected. We feel we're not loved. So we've got this big void. And so we go, okay, I know how to feel that, because I've seen people in Hollywood do this. I've seen people in the media do this. This is how they feel it. They start earning more money. They start getting more attention, more love and affection, respect from everyone else. Then they're successful. Doesn't work that way. Universe says when your being starts off with a beingness, when you're being successful, when you're being self-loving, when you're already at that point, you will do what you love and you'll have more of what you want. So instead of the paradigm of what everyone else is living in, which is when I'm doing something, when I'm having more, I'll be happy. That's the do, have, be paradigm. We need to come back to the be, do, have. When I'm being happy, when I'm being successful, I'll be doing what I love. Yeah. And I need to do less to get there, and I'll have more of what I want. Come to be, do, have. Be, do, have.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this whole shelter in place, that was the quickest way for people to reverse. Not everybody, because it's been really hard for a lot of people. But for the first time, they were in the being mode. Even if it was a being mode they did on weekends, they were in a new level of being mode.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, right? You're experiencing, people experience it all over. It's not like you're not working and you're not doing things, but you're now in a different mode of that. You have to be more than do more, because you're surrounded by people that will be highly sensitive to you not being.
That's right. Yeah. And this was a huge one for me. All my life, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be accomplished. I want to have money. And the amount of stress I used to put on myself, I had this goal. I had to be a millionaire by 25. Oh, my God. By the time I was 25, I was a wreck.
Yeah.
I was nervous, insecure. Oh, my God. I was losing hair. I was in pieces. And then the universe came in and said, can you please see yourself as successful now? Look around, look at your life, look what you've moved through, look what you've shifted, look what you've achieved. When you see yourself as a success now, here's what happens. And this blew my mind. You ready for this? I love this. This is amazing. When you change the beingness now, and we need to understand, we don't need a prerequisite for beingness. You know, we think, oh, if I have a new car, I can be successful. If I have a new job, I can be successful. No. If you change the beingness now, here's what happens. If I move into a beingness of I'm already successful, the first thing that happens is my body begins to heal. It begins to just go relax and soften. The next thing that happens is because I'm now in a frequency of I'm successful, I start manifesting successful thoughts, successful ideas, ideas that I would never, ever have had before when I was trying to be successful, because that's coming from I'm not successful.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm in this space of I'm successful. I'm attracting ideas I'd never have. Then I start attracting different people, different opportunities. And I start making a whole new realm of decisions that I would never normally make because I'm in a beingness of success. And that beingness starts bringing success to me. So I cannot help without even needing to focus on it. I don't need to focus on it. I cannot help but create more money and more bigger experiences, greater experiences, just from being successful in that space.
Yeah.
And I need to do less to do all of that.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting when you feel the flow of that? Isn't that one of the most transformative? Let's just call it a life incident. It's
totally,
at least for me, when it happened to me at a major level, like drop to your knees, I've lost everything in my life, just gone. The money's gone. The job's gone. The car is gone, all gone. Right. Yeah. And then there was just me.
And you had to look at you, who you were being.
Yeah. But, you know, this all does tie in to, and I love how you laid these out too. And for those of you, you know, Daniel is walking us through the 7 secrets to transform your life. They are ways to abundant living. When I think about the next one, Daniel, it's really tied in to what we were just talking about, this idea of trust in yourself, and in intuition. And we've talked about this in previous shows. But boy, we need to have some kind of trust initiative or intuition initiative, because I find that in the work that I do with people, coaching people, this is the one where I say, we've got to try a little bit of these on. I can't intellectualize this with you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've got to try this. You've got to map this out, or you got to look back. Because most people think that's for Daniel.
This is one of the hardest lessons that I've gone through in my life. And, you know, since the time I was little, and many of us were told, mummy and daddy know more than you. Your teacher knows more than you. The president knows more than you. The politician, everyone else knows more than you do. So you should look up to them and you should listen to what they have to tell you. And so by the time we're a teenager, at least for me, time I was a teenager, I was like, what do I know? I'm going to listen to everyone else's advice. Even though if I feel it's not right, I'm going to listen. And I tell you what, by the time I was 25, 26, life was not looking good.
No kidding.
I had missed opportunities. I had ruined my health, my youth, my well-being. I had a friend, bad, horrible friends, horrible girlfriends. It was terrible.
Oh my God. Don't make me go back there.
No, yeah, don't go back there.
I know. I exactly get it though.
And it was because I didn't trust myself. So then I started to learn whatever tiny little intuition, no matter how subtle, you know, no matter how fleeting, trust it, go with it. And the more I went with it, the more my intuitive abilities just kept growing and expanding. And instead of being a feeling about don't do that or do this, it became a message, a sentence. Or instead of just finding a car park, it became how to sell a business or how to make more money or how to find my soulmate. The more I trusted, and this is what we teach, so is the first thing we teach in our workshops, is no matter how, whether it's just a picture, an image, a feeling, trust it. And if you feel no matter how right something is that someone's saying, and no matter how smart it is that they're saying, no matter how much you respect them, if you don't feel it's your truth, do not do it or you are going to suffer. You are going to hurt in big ways.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there, you know, let me ask you this question. If I, can you point to one, just one, because I'm like you, I got a million of these where
this is going to be tough already. Yeah,
I know. But I know that when we look back and, you know, every time we go to write a book or we're doing something, something pops up. I was doing something the other day and something from my past popped up, Daniel. And I shared one of the things on the show. And I just thought, wow, where did that come from? Is that, should I call that person? I mean, I didn't dismiss it. There was something about it that got my attention. How often do we have something like that happen? Maybe it doesn't come in to a psychic moment. Maybe it's that. It's a fleeting thought out of nowhere. And then we say, oh, it's just a thought, it's out of nowhere, but maybe it's not.
It's, you know, this is the thing. Our intuition is the universe talking to us, is our higher self talking to us. And that's anything but out of nowhere. That is out of somewhere, somewhere very important, somewhere worth listening to. And when we're just moving through our day and we're not in our mind, we're not busy, there's stillness, we can hear the voice of our higher self of the universe. And so when we feel that, and you know, you want me to give you a specific example, and it's like every day.
I know.
There's these fleeting moments from don't train that person, don't make them a trainer, to don't go and sell that house yet, or don't jump in the car today, or, you know, don't let, you know, it's just even something simple. I'll give you a simple example. We were playing badminton the other night and the kids were with us and Sonia yells out, Dan, I'm going home. I'm tired. I want to go home early. And bang, in a split second, it was so fast, make sure she takes one of the kids. At the speed of thought, make sure she takes one of the kids. And she was gone, right, before I could even verbalize what was coming through to me. 15 minutes later, huge argument. Ollie throws Millie across the floor. He was so angry at her. I nearly lost it. Like she's little. She's a little angel. She's like 11-year-old boy throws my daughter across the floor. Fortunately, it was soft. It was padded. But and then me and him end up in this huge argument because anyone, you know, anything. I said to him, I said, anyone hurts my children, I'm going to get upset. And I'm like, you hurting your sister is just too much for me. It's very hard for me to process. We ended up in this huge argument. I felt awful for a week. And it was in that subtle moment, make sure she takes one of the kids. And I couldn't verbalize it fast enough because it was so subtle. And it was one of those things that you go, oh, because it's subtle, it's not important. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And you know what I find interesting about that? What if the incident started with Sonia wanting to go home, knowing that was the key to going home, taking one of the kids? Interesting, isn't it? What is it so daunting about thinking about, I'm never going to be connected to my true self. I'm never going to find my true self. Let's tell them about what you're doing for folks right now as well.
Oh, well, this is awesome. And we've already had a couple of people from the radio. We had a few bookings in yesterday just from the radio show. We're giving people a free 15-minute intuitive reading for you to discover what your life purpose is. And that's, you know, our unique success blueprint in life to guarantee us our fulfillment, our health and well-being. So intuitionwisdom.com, if you want to find out what your life purpose is, connect on intuitionwisdom.com, book in with one of our beautiful practitioners who are very intuitive. We've trained them. Both Sonia and I have trained them personally, and they will connect into your true self, into the universe within, to give you what the universe says is why you're here, your reason for being, your essence.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for this? You ready?
Here it is.
It's tied right in. Okay. And yeah, as a matter of fact, we've created a message, we put it together about what you're offering people because it's so very important. Here's the thing. Let's talk about Adele, the music singer Adele. Now, I don't think she needs your free session about a purpose. Right?
I think she's on fire. I think she's.
However, she could use your help or maybe not. She's getting a lot of grief right now. And this really goes from trusting in yourself and connecting with your true self, right? These two things, right? And then it ties into the next one too. She has a new album. It's already done, obviously ready to go. And she says, no, I don't want to release this now. Very rarely in the music industry do you have a person dictate to people, no, I'm pushing my album back. And so people are either on one side or the other. Some people are saying, you're doing it because of coronavirus. But what if Adele wasn't? What if Adele was tapping into the energy of what she brought for? I mean, this is a woman that just pours her soul out in her music. Yeah. What if she tapped into that and the release or the holdback is not explainable to these people, meaning energetically, she knows not to do it now for whatever reason. What if it was as simple as that? But yet, if you're Adele, a million people are asking you, hey, what's up, Adele?
You know, again, the society we live in is about what is rational, what is logical, what is provable, what is physical. And if you can't explain it, it's invalid.
Exactly. That's my point. That's why I brought her up, because I'm agonizing Daniel over watching her. But, you know, she's a powerful woman. You know, she's like, oh, I'll give you a little tip. But you got to know she's going to do what she's going to do.
And it's a lesson to us all is it doesn't, and here's a good example. Sonia and I have this agreement. I may have mentioned this before. We have this agreement that before we make a decision, it could be about going on a holiday, it could be about buying a new car, whatever it is, in business, whatever. We have this agreement. If one of us feels something off about it, we don't have to explain what's off, why it's off, why it's not good, why it's bad. We don't have to explain it. If one of us has the slightest hint of there's an anomaly here, we voice it. And we've learned if we don't voice it, catastrophe will ensue. And we need to evolve in society to realize there are things that cannot be explained, not in our current level of consciousness, because people just can't grasp it. The universe itself, if you went into the detail, people cannot grasp that. We're not, our brain isn't built to grasp the enormity of the universe, okay? And we don't need to. But what there is to grasp is it's okay not to have to understand it. It's okay not to have to rationalize it. But the feeling is enough. And just to be okay with that is enough will change your life.
Oh, man. This right here, this energy and this thing we call feeling it, it's our greatest gift. And boy, have we developed sheets of armor around ourselves. I'm telling you, brother, it is like, look, I created crust busting for a reason. My heart was a giant crust ball. Yeah. I couldn't express it as eloquently as you're doing right now. All I knew is, right? But this is so important because in order for us to focus on what is real and true in life, what you're going to talk about here, how do we do that with our false self?
I want to deviate for one sec. Because
please.
You were saying it was coming to me before. We were looking at things have to be explainable, physical, you know, but we live in a non-physical universe. It's spirit first, then physicality. So this is a really beautiful example of this is in terms of trusting your feelings, that trusting the unexplained is love. We have love for our husband. We have love for our children, but love isn't physical. And how would you even go about explaining love? How do you do that? It's something that is a knowing. It's something that is true and real for you. And no matter whether you're a scientist or a doctor, you got no chance in explaining that. And that should be for everyone, this little, I guess, you know, this little indication to say, hey, if you go with that, you trust that you love your partner, you trust that you love your children, well, maybe there's more that you can trust in life. That feeling, it's a feeling, and it's showing us we can trust in our feelings. And that's what was coming through to me to share with everyone is we trust in love, so we can trust in the guidance that's coming through, even though we can't explain it, because we can't explain love. I can't tell you, like Sonia says to me, she often says, tell me exactly why, tell me everything you love about me. and it's a fun thing to go through, but there are things I end up being a bit speechless at some point. It's like, you know, I just can't explain it all. It's just what's there, because there's a connection on a spiritual level, on an energetic level, that there aren't words.
Exactly. There isn't a way
to explain it. And it's the same with making decisions and taking guidance in our life. We are going to be shown things like the feeling of love, but do not do this or do this or expand this or grow this or whatever. That is beyond explanation. So we need to move away from this mind reality of everything is physical, everything is measurable, and everything. It's not. Not with the current tools and the current consciousness. You cannot grasp those things until we evolve. So be open to going with that feeling. That's part of trust. And then things can really.
And that is really the, and that is really the navigation system to the true self. You know, I didn't wake up one day and say, oh, now I see my true self. I honestly, I still don't do that. I think I'm a work in progress. I really don't know what I don't know. That is so true of me, but I am curious as hell. And, you know, I'm willing to pay attention, right? But this idea is that, and I'll tell you right, these next things you're talking about, they're up in front of me right now. They're up in front of me. The connect to your true self, then focus on what's real and true in life, and then live your life purpose and surrender control. Those three things to me, if I put them in a Venn diagram, like three of them in a Venn diagram, they over, right? Three circles, yeah. They overlap each other. And I got to tell you, that's the Venn diagram that's staring me in the face right now for my life. So when I saw this today, I said, I am going to be taking notes. And it's not that I don't know this, but obviously there's something in front of me that is really some belief in front of me that has just hit my doubt gene, right? If there is such a thing.
I can tell you what that is.
Yeah,
if you like.
Tell me, because these three things, and I laughed when I saw this and I said to Linda, oh boy, here we go. And I saw them, but I saw them working together very closely. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead to say that, but for me, they all seem.
You know, yeah. They're all working together, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, this big secret that we're going to share. I mean, when you talk about personal development and, you know, you're longing for growth and you're longing for enlightenment, you're longing to make your life better and improve things, there is nothing, and I'll say this 100% categorically, out of every personal development workshop, out of every book, out of anything you can do in this world, from yoga to meditation, there is nothing more important, no bigger milestone, no bigger accelerant to growth than connecting to your higher self. That is the most pivotal point where life changes. Now, are we open to that? Not always. And this is what's going on with you, Pat, because the minute you said to me, there is some belief, there's something in the way, and I looked into your subconscious mind the minute you said that. I was like, what is that in her way there? And if you're open, I'm happy to share this with you.
Well, I am open to share it, because the next one, focus on what is real and true, right? If this one here, if I don't get that, or you don't get that if you're listening, or we're all out there and none of us are getting that, discover how you connect to your true self, then I have focused on things in my life that are not my true self, not my true nature, not what's true in life for me. Decades of sweat on those things.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the courage to quit that job. I didn't have the doubt. And the universe did it for me.
Yeah, well... Come, the universe is like, come along kicking and screaming, you're coming. That's just how it is. And that's where the pain and suffering comes from, is you can be white knuckled on holding on to life the way it is, onto believing you are the way you are, but the universe is going to pry your fingers open and saying, that's not who you are, and I'm going to show you who you are, whether you like it or not. And, you know, the more open and willing we are to come along on that ride, the less pain and suffering.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you sure?
Are you kidding?
Okay,
do you think I don't want to do what my true self is? No, I don't. I almost died last time.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what's in your
way. Yes, yes,
and
please.
This is common for a lot of people, but for you, it's a little bit, got a kind of a little bit different energy to it. I'll give you some background. You are like Mother Teresa in your energy. You want to bring people up. You want to rise. You want to educate. You want to grow them. You want them to feel supported. You want people to feel loved. That's what I'm seeing inside of you. You want to grow the masses. Here's what's standing in your way. If I grow too quickly, I intimidate them. Then they all stop growing.
Oh, my God, that is so true. Do you know how I know it? I pulled back my Power Up radio show for that reason. I literally pulled it off the air.
I can't believe you even
just said that.
I want to grow everyone, but I need to stay at everyone's level. That's the non-truth. But that's what we do. A hold back. If we intimidate people, then they won't grow and they'll shrink.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
And the universe to me, and this ties it in, this ties all these in. So you nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. My reaction to that is I quit it. I move it. I pull it. I don't delete it. I pause it. Pause. Mm. Remember, it took 13 years undergraduate degree.
That's right.
But this, and I have to tell you, this is how the universe works, and maybe you can explain it with live your purpose and surrender control, because this thing that we're talking about now, it's related to what I love here for the network, but there's another aspect of this that's inside of me for my passion. And the other day I got a call from a radio station who said to me, we heard, Pat, you wanted your own AM station. Like, heard from who? Like what? Like, who did you hear that from? Like, and I said, you did. And they said, yes. You know, we heard that you wanted to use it for a different reason other than Transformation Talk Radio, Ken. And he was dead right. He was, and honestly, he shocked me because I didn't talk to anybody except Jessica and Linda, and they are so tight-lipped, you don't ever have. But the energy of what this is has been within me since we did the video. So we have been here with this energy. But this is this next thing. Focus on what's real and true and live your life purpose. And then you say the word end. You've got to surrender control. I think every one of these should have at the end of it, right? Realizations are the path to growth. And you have to surrender control. Avoid comparison. Control. To be good and have power to surrender control, right?
Yeah.
Way after them. But this, you save this to last.
This is
the secret to the secret to the secret secret of the secret.
We are so determined to plot out our life. I want this goal. I want to do it this way. I want to see myself this way. I want to express this. I want to, you know, I want people to think of me this way, and I want to achieve all these things, and I want to do it this way. I want to do it my way. The mind creates the most long-winded, the most lengthy, time-consuming, exhausting life plan for us ever. The universe comes in and says, why would you do all that? You're only doing that because you don't feel enough, because you feel inadequate, because you think they're watching you and you think you need to impress that person and you think you still need your mum and dad's love and affection. You're only doing it out of insecurity and because you don't feel, you can't see who you truly are. So if we do it our way, we are guaranteeing suffering. We are guaranteeing aging. We are guaranteeing illness. We are guaranteeing very long-winded, long ways to get somewhere. The universe says there's a much easier way and there's a much gentler way. There's a much more self-loving way. Please, can you let go of how you think your life should look? Because you have no idea.
Yeah. No, I know. I couldn't have planned my life. I don't care how many consultants I could have hired, how many people I could have hired. I could not have planned my life the way that the universe has guided my life and my life to come, right? Because you nailed it. I have, and Jessica and I talked about this, we're going to crowdfund for AI for the Soul. But there's a part of me that, you know, why haven't you launched it yet? Well, I'm not afraid to launch the crowdfunding. There's something about it, like Adele, we're almost there.
Yeah.
We're almost there. But if I don't, this piece that you pointed out with me about my true self and what's holding me back, I don't want to carry that forward because this is a big idea that came from love. And that's why this is so important to me. And I am glad you shared that for me. It's obvious I'm going to do some work on it.
Do we have time to?
Yeah. Yeah. Olivia, how long do we have? Do we have about 3 minutes or so?
No pressure on me.
Yeah, I think we have about 2 minutes.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes.
Thank you.
This is a really good example for people on how we heal non-truth in the mind and in the body. So should we do that now?
Yeah, I'm game.
Okay, great. So what we do, I went into the subconscious mind and I saw the belief that's sitting in there. And the belief was, I don't want to intimidate people. I want to bring everyone up. And for me to do that, I need to be at everyone's level. Now, whilst that seems humble and loving and beautiful, it's actually holding you back. And it's actually holding everyone else back. So it's what we call a non-truth. Now, the way to heal a belief in the subconscious mind is to go inward and to get the truth. Now, I'm going to do that for you in this instance.
Please.
And so I go deeper than the belief. And what I'm being shown is, and I'm going in looking at what is actually Dr. Pat's truth. If that's the non-truth, what is her truth? And the truth is, it's like the brighter you shine, the brighter everyone else can shine. The more you dim your light, the more everyone dims with you. Now, nobody's ever going to criticize you for being the brightest light in the room. If people find the brightness too much, they will walk out of the room. But what you'll find is as your resonance, as it goes higher and higher, as your frequency shines brighter, you are actually taking the work away from people for them to grow, because your resonance is so powerful, it lifts, it elevates people effortlessly. They don't have to fight against it. They don't have to go, oh my God, we have to run and keep up with Dr. Pat. Your resonance frequency is so strong that people just go, they're lifted by it. So you're actually making their life easier by shining brighter. You're doing more good, doing more of what you want, taking away the effort and hard work. Whereas if you hold back, you now make a slog for everyone, including yourself. There's your truth for now.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Shine bright.
And I'll tell you what, we will continue this in the next show about this. Because while it's a truth for me, I'm sure it is a truth for many.
100%.
And, you know, there's something about what you shared today that for all of us, this is not only the secret to abundant living and transforming your life. This is the secret to freedom, right?
And this is why the seventh secret is live your life purpose, because we all want to make a difference on the planet. We want to make a difference to our own life. We want to make a difference to others and to the earth. And by going into our highest frequency, it just naturally raises the frequency on the earth. We don't need to write books or be famous authors. Just raise your own frequency, just as we've explored here. And that's how we do it. Live your purpose.
Daniel, thank you so much. Let's have the website again, please. And we will continue the next part soon. How do people find out about you?
Please come and visit us at intuitionwisdom.com. And you're going to see a very special offer to come and discover what your life purpose is in a free 15-minute intuitive session. Please, intuitionwisdom.com. We'll see you there.
And Adele, to you, release that album whenever you dang please.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Daniel and I will be back again, everybody. Have a great one.
Oh, I beg and plead, singing, come out of things unsaid.